Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Doug Tatum is here. Doug is a 20-year member of our Brain Trust, chairman of the board of Newport Board Group, full professor of entrepreneurship at Florida State University. He's he's part of that important school down there, and he's been our good friend now for a long time, a global thinker, and someone that we turn to when we want to talk about what's going on out in the marketplace. Doug Tatum, welcome back.
Well, welcome. I'm glad to be here, Jim, as always.
It's good to have you here. Doug, I'm concerned about the future of entrepreneurship on two or three levels. Number one, as much as the digital transformation has helped entrepreneurs, I worry that it also is going to complicate the future of entrepreneurship. But the main thing at the moment I'm worried about is the impact of the government on entrepreneurship. There are policies afoot right now that I warned people about last October. I told people if Joe Biden becomes president, we will have a national equivalent of the AB5 California law that basically effectively outlaws contractors, which is the headwater of entrepreneurship. And his new bill, I guess it's called the PRO Act. I think it's called the PRO Act. The new bill on that is a national equivalent of that, and that will hurt entrepreneurship in America. And I'm worried about it. What do you think?
Well, I think there's two ways of looking at it. One is to take a really, really, really high strategic look at entrepreneurship, and then let's move down a little bit tactically, like you're talking about, which I agree with your premise here. But at a very high level, you and I have been around long enough to remember the time when entrepreneurs were looked at like, it's second class careers, right?
Renegades.
They were more like, you know, saying to somebody that you were a professional baseball player, and they find out you were in the farm leagues, not the big leagues, right?
Right. Yeah.
And if you go back, I
remember people asking me, why didn't I get a real job?
Yeah, and so when you look at the fact that you and I are still alive and we can remember that. I remember talking to David Birch, who's a brilliant MIT mathematician, who was one of the first guys to come up and show what was going on in the world of emerging growth companies, et cetera. In fact, I use his data in my book.
Right.
I think if you look at now, I'm now a faculty member at a school of entrepreneurship at a major university, top 20 research university in the United States, Florida State University. So, by the way, we used to be known for football, so hopefully we can get that back as well. But, so if you think about the what we call the cultural value of entrepreneurship strategically, I'm very optimistic. Now let's flip to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And, absolutely unequivocally, entrepreneurs have got to have enormous regulatory flexibility, and anytime you increase regulations, you are protecting larger companies who are already at scale and can afford that barrier to entry.
Can I stop you for a second, Doug? Yeah. I'm going to stick in two quick points. The reason it hurts small businesses, small entrepreneurs, and helps the big companies not only can afford to deal with the regulation, they help write the regulations. Go ahead.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, we've all been up to Washington and seen how that swum in that peanut butter about how that works. So the answer is, you know, the question is going to be is, does the American public going to let that continue? And the other thing that I know you would bring up eventually is tax policy.
That's right.
I cannot conceive of is that the politicians don't understand the pass-through entity. And they don't understand that in the tax code, you can have a company make $400,000 or $500,000, a nice, healthy company that anybody would be proud to have in their community that's hiring employees. They make $400,000 to $500,000. They have zero cash.
That's right.
Because their cash is being tied up in growth, receivables, and inventory.
Creating the future jobs and the future innovations.
Correct.
I've asked entrepreneurs all over the world, if you had more of your tax dollars back, what would you do with it? 100% men and women, wherever I was in the world, 100% said, I put it back in my company.
Yeah, and that's a bit of the character qualities of entrepreneurs. If they're on to something, you know, they're going to go on a land grab as fast as they can. They need capital. Now, you know, I testified before Congress years ago, and I think I could take credit for coining the phrase the capital gap.
Yep.
And that was to a certain extent, that's being addressed by fintech, interestingly enough. And there's tons of money out there. It's always very, very difficult for the early stage companies to get it. So I guess the sum of it is that the culture of this country is supportive of entrepreneurship, and that's a good thing long term. But we can flat out kill a bunch of great ideas and companies if we tamp down on regulatory issues.
But
I got
to go to a break here, Doug. The problem is that the average person who loves entrepreneurship does not realize what the Biden policies, the regulation, the PRO Act, and the new tax bill that he wants, and all this spending on that's creating inflation. The average person who might allow that to happen. Doesn't realize that that's hurting the engine of the economy. They don't realize that this is a direct connection between those,
let's talk about that.
And the death of entrepreneurship. And we're going to come back. And also, Doug's going to talk to us about what he's seeing in these young people coming in to school wanting an entrepreneurship future. Doug Tatum and I will be right back. His book is called No Man's Land.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.